We're doing Dov's Minute, and we'll dedicate our Dov's Minute today to the one who runs our website, Yisrael Dov Libo, and his wife. They just had a baby boy. Hashem should bless them. They should have Nachis, and they should bring him up to Torah, Lechupa, Ulmasim Tovim, and the bris should be on time. The concept of Shalom Zohar, we have a Tosfos that says that they'd celebrate a boy that was born, and they'd call it Yeshua HaBen because the baby was saved from his mother's womb. The whole concept of childbirth, the baby made it out alive. There's a limit to how long he could live in there. And at some point, he's got to come out in order to stay alive. So the idea is that he made it out alive. The whole childbirth procedure is a danger to him and to her. So if he made it out alive and everything's okay, we celebrate that on Friday night. We make what's called a Shalom Zachal on Friday night. The simple understanding is, because that's when people are home, the Aruch HaShulchan brings that it purposely says you do small things after the meal. They didn't want to make it difficult on the father, so they made it that everyone eats their meal at home, and then they don't come for a meal, but they come for a dessert or something. You put out something light. Once upon a time, arbis and beer was something that everyone had. It was cheap. So that's why today they still give chickpeas and beer. But the whole idea was to make it easy on the father who has to deal with everything here. One understanding is that we're visiting the baby to make sure he's okay. And the Talmud says that Ba'zachal olam ba'shalom la'olam, that when a male comes to the world, so peace comes to the world. So that's why it's called Shalom Zachal, the peace that comes with the baby boy. One understanding is that we're coming to comfort him over the loss of Torah. When a baby's in his mother's womb, he learns all the Torah and now he lost it. Another understanding is that we're coming really to celebrate with him the coming of the Friday night. The Medrash says that a king said, whoever wants to see me has to see my queen first. So to Hashem said, whoever wants to come to my covenant with me, my brit milah is always on the eighth day to ensure that a Friday night will pass on the baby. He has to first see the Shabbos queen before he comes to the covenant with the king. And so together with the baby, we're coming, so to speak, to usher him in. He's coming to see the queen. There are other understandings, but Bezrat Hashem, we should all merit to have boys and girls and a lot of nachas. Shabbat Shalom.